It's the Mad Men DVD review.
That's right, it is. So, Jogger, what did you watch this week?
So, this week I watched The Red Turtle, which came out in 2017. Have you seen it?
I have seen it, yes.
Yeah, okay. So, for those who don't know, it's basically born out of Studio Ghibli, which is my favorite animation house of all time, in case past reviews haven't communicated that. So, it's a film about the castaway who washes up on the shore of a deserted island and attempts to survive. He makes rafts, he tries to get out of there, he seems to be very handy. We don't really know anything about him besides the fact that he was on a small boat and he washed up on an island and now he's just there. And as he makes these rafts and tries to escape, some unseen force keeps halting him from doing that, keeps destroying the raft from underneath him, and eventually he learns that a very large red turtle is the culprit, and I won't get into much more beyond that plot-wise, but some very interesting twists and turns happen after that, and the interesting thing is that the entire film is, for the most part, devoid of dialogue. So there's a few times where someone goes, hey, to, you know, figure out whether there's someone else on the island, but there's, other than that, there's no dialogue in the movie. It's entirely told through visual storytelling, which is something that I love, and I think it's kind of an underused tool. A Quiet Place, which came out recently, I don't know if you've seen it, did a similar thing, and it's basically like a live-action horror, and the premise revolves around these creatures who hunt by sound. So you have to be completely quiet, and similarly, it's this extremely simple premise, but such a monumental thing in execution. But yeah, back to this movie, I think directors who can communicate exactly what they want to the audience with no one saying anything, entirely through the emotions on the character's faces or through the way that shots are edited, that's a really special thing about this. And obviously this is a very beautiful looking movie as well, because there's this incredible bamboo forest backdrop, the color green in the movie explodes, it's visually incredible. I think it's actually animated in a North London shed. And I think...
A shed,
yeah, in North London. Mm. And the animator, Michael DeWitt, spent about a decade animating it. And, I mean, that's a long amount of time.
What, a decade? Phew.
A decade. In his little North London shed.
I once made a slow-cooked roast on a Sunday. It took a decade.
Sounds delicious.
No, it was bad by the time we ate it. 10 years.
All for that time as well.
Sorry, that's just bad jokes, isn't it? So wait, it's not directed by a Japanese person, but it's Studio Ghibli.
It's Studio Ghibli. I should have looked up the director.
I'm looking at it. It's Michael Dudok DeWitt.
Oh, he directed it as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right, man. That's incredible. But yeah, the film was also nominated for Best Feature at the Oscars last year. So if that's any indication or any incentive to watch. But one thing I will say is that the film can be a little bit hard to get invested in sometimes, because it entirely relies on that visual storytelling when we're so used to watching films where you're learning things about the characters and you have interesting dialogue along the way and you're getting into their lives. But in this film, you don't really have that at all. But
I would say don't watch it on your phone. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't watch it on your phone. Don't. Yeah. None of that.
Try get the projector out for this one.
Yeah. The home cinema.
I seem to remember the soundtrack. Is there a soundtrack? Am I wrong? I seem to remember the soundtrack being quite cool.
The soundtrack is really cool. It focuses a lot on, like, chuck out the word, diegetic, non-diegetic, just like the natural sounds of the island. And I think the director, he had some quote that I was reading about a couple of days ago where he said, like, this movie is an ode to nature with a capital N. So it's, like, very much a love letter to everything that is born out of nature. And that includes the sounds, which play a big part in the soundtrack itself. But you're going back to the length of it. Thankfully, it's very compact and self-contained at just 80 minutes. And a lot of the time, it feels more like an elongated short film, which is a really cool thing. And there's also some very interesting subtext to say about life and the process of life, just explored in a unique and different way, and it looks at the hardships, the trials, the tribulations, all in a very short space of time. And I rewatched this movie during the storm when things were bleak.
Oh,
so
Yeah.
That's my hardship right
now.
Oh,
yeah, there's a lot of resonance. A lot of resonance there.
Exactly, exactly.
So I'm just looking at the Wikipedia page because I'm so good at researching. And this one also premiered in the Uncertain Regard section at the Cannes Film Festival.
Oh.
And it won Best Animated Feature at the Academy Awards.
Love it.
So don't take our word for it. No, you
don't
should.
Don't take our word for
no,
it.
No, you should. That's great.
I think during the Oscars last year, it wasn't even my favorite amongst the ones that were nominated, because like Moana was nominated for Best Feature. There was, what was it called, Your Time, that was nominated as well. And yeah, but this one's still incredible. You got to watch it.
Yeah, you got to watch it. And we've got a copy to give away to one lucky listener. How about this one, Joe Guy? I'm going to do a text again. Last week we got lucky with that guy calling in with his accent. Mm-hmm. I think, what do you think about this? Text in and tell me your favorite water-bound animal. What do you think about that?
Ooh, that is a good question.
I mean, because we've got some ecology going on. It's about a turtle, sort of.
Yes.
Or is it? You know what I'm saying? I think you have to watch the movie to know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You like that question, Joe Guy?
Would I like to answer that question?
No, no, no. Well, yeah. What is your favorite waterbound animal?
Favorite waterbound animal. Man, I wish. This is one thing I hadn't prepared for. Can I actually just pick a turtle?
Yeah, pick a turtle. Why not? You've got turtle on the mind.
Yeah, I love a cheeky turtle.
Yeah, turtle. Yep. I'm going to say, just going to say dolphin.
Oh, beautiful.
But that... You know, that's just what came up out of my mind. Maybe I'll think about it later and I'll be like, actually whale or something. But right now it's dolphin.
Okay, awesome.
Am I going to see you tonight at the B-card launch? Damn right I am. Joe Guy and everybody else who's cool will be down at Whammy Wine Cellar and Backroom tonight.
For a free party.
For an absolutely 100% free party brought to you by BFM. All right, Joe Guy, fantastic job as ever on the DVD review.
Thank you.
I'm going to let you get back to sleep.
Much.
See you at the party.
Bye, see ya.
Nice one. Alright, text me in 5395. Tell me what your favorite waterbound animal is. They can come out of the water sometimes, but they gotta be like based in the water most of the time. Alright, we got this text rolling in. Well, we got a big waterbound favorite up here. Jeremy's texted in, he said the platypus. It's definitely the freakiest animal that exists. And yes, it is waterbound. Oh, we got a few. Somebody said the otter. I like the platypus more than the otter, personally. All right, we definitely have a winner right here because Mel Ward has sent in her favorite waterbound animal, that is the pheo, New Zealand's native duck that lives in our freshwater rapids. And it is right now April. It's pheo month, which I believe is to raise awareness for the pheo, the endangered native duck that lives in our rivers, which are increasingly polluted, as we all know, sadly. I've seen a pheo in the wild, and they are beautiful. Mel, congratulations. The duck is a, you know, it's an outlier. Not many people think of the birds, but you did, and that's why you're winning this DVD today. I'll put your details into the machine. And you can come pick up that DVD from BFM anytime next week. And that, ladies and gentlemen,
that was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.